Attention at 1400.
Secret things about Charlie maybe people don't know, and we probably should do a show on it one week.
We should. Uh-huh. There's things that he loves in this world. It's Cardinals baseball and Crime Stoppers.
That's right.
And the news. He loves that too. So.
and his car talk show every Thursday morning at 9:30. Absolutely. Which I know he's regretting that he missed it this week.
Absolutely.
But we do have some friends here from OK Mozart here. You mentioned Susan and Grace. Welcome.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you.
You guys have a big event coming up, next weekend, a week from Friday. That's right.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. It's your Oktoberfest, which has become an annual event, I guess.
Right. This is about our sixth year, Oktoberfest. It's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center from 6 to 10 p.m. on October 7th. We welcome everybody to come out, help support OK Mozart. It helps with our programming and the children's programming too. Admission is $50 per ticket, and you can also buy reserve tables or half a table too. But we've got dinner, dancing, music, all beer, right, wine, live auction, wine pull, pub and grub pull, sign-up parties, German Christmas market. We've even got the local home brewers.
Okay.
You've probably heard of. Uh-huh. I think they've been around at some other events too.
Right.
They're going to be there with offering their different kinds of beer to sample. And each person that comes will get a free stein that they'll get to keep. It's a complimentary beer stein, and you can just go around all evening refilling it. Have a good time. Then there's an authentic German dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got brats, sauerkraut, the Austrian dish Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes and applesauce, German potato salad, and strudel for dessert. And it's a buffet, so you can keep going back and refill.
You get plenty to eat with your beers.
Yeah.
Definitely needed, I'm sure. Definitely needed.
Live entertainment. We have a polka band.
A polka band, so
the
you get the chicken
timers.
Dance.
Right. Chicken dance is the highlight. I hear that Charlie Daniels leads it.
Of course.
The polka timers, their message is happy. They're delivering happy music to happy people.
Well, Oktoberfest is usually kind of a happy party.
I would think so after the beer and wine.
It's true. Lots of beer, lots of wine, lots of happy people.
And then there's fun things like a live auction and raffle. Grace can tell you a little bit about the live auction.
Oh, definitely. We have some really good things with our live auction this year. And if you're interested, we've got two concert tickets to an Adele concert in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be really, really cool. A four-night stay at the Fairmont Chateau at Lake Louise in Alberta, Canada, with airfare for two, so you can't beat a deal like that. Then also two Dallas Cowboy tickets, so if you love those Cowboys, you want to make sure you get in on that one. And I think that's October 30th is going to be the date of the game. And then River Spirit, Margaritaville, and if you've been to Tulsa, been to the River Spirit Casino, they actually have redone everything, so it's River Spirit, Margaritaville. And it's a two-night stay package, and so you get to gamble a little, lots of good entertainment, good margaritas, so that's really good, and it's close to home. And then also a frolic and fondue party for 10. So if you love food and you love fondue, invite your friends over, party for 10. Also, too, this is one that I think would be really good to go on. It's a week-long vacation in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And it's a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath home right there on the beach, so you get a week-long stay vacation there. So if you like the water and like the ocean, that's a good thing to bid on. But anyway, mm-hmm. lots of good auction items. Also, too, we're going to be doing a raffle. So if you love your wine and you love the Napa Valley, there's going to be a raffle for this. We actually have three prizes. The first place winner is the Napa Valley Backroads and Railways trip, which includes a wine train, a Meritage Resort, where you'll be staying, and spa, three-night stay with airfare for two. The second prize is, in third place, you can win a wine refrigerator stocked and a wine basket, respectively, and raffle tickets are $25 a piece. And so there's lots of cool things that you can get in this raffle. But if you choose not to go on the Napa Valley wine trip, you can actually exchange that for cash value.
Oh.
$3,100.
So if you choose not to take
the
trip,
that's the raffle.
But the thing is, we have to have a minimum of 400 tickets sold for the trip.
I
if
see.
That doesn't work, it goes into a 50-50 split.
gotcha.
So and you anyway. Can go online and order tickets now.
For yes.
For the raffle, mm-hmm. yeah. Uh-huh. You can order those
and
ahead of time.
Where do they do that? On the OK Mozart website?
They can yes. go to our website, and then there's a link to Oktoberfest, which takes you to another link where you can actually, you can get your tickets there, too,
right.
for the event, and you can get the raffle tickets as well.
And once again, this is next Friday night, and it sounds like the auction items are worth going, and you get the Oktoberfest
yeah, raffle,
party and all
yeah.
the food and drink mm-hmm. and all that, too.
And there's more.
And there's more? Tell us about that.
There's also a cake war, and that's and you can go online and bid on that, too. And Ludger's Bavarian shop in Tulsa uh-huh. makes this huge cake that's in the shape of a beer stein. And okay. you can bid to get that. But then we've got games.
And then there's a war?
The cake war, that's because you bid against other people.
Oh, I see. I imagine throwing cake at each other.
Not
well,
quite
you can
enough.
Do that.
That'd be exciting, though. Maybe next year we'll have a cake throwing contest.
But they've got some games. Last year the big hit game was the Hammerschlagen. And that's in all these games you do have to pay to play,
okay.
but you get prizes. But on the Hammerschlagen, you get 5 strikes to pound a nail into, it's a, like a stump
okay.
or a log. And I was told that last year the wood was too soft, and I guess it was pretty easy to win. So this year they're going to try to get a harder log, make it a little more tough.
Now what's even tougher is you can only use one hand to
yeah.
hit the nail.
You can only use one hand.
One hand.
And you have to be sure that you hit it right on top, that the nail doesn't go sideways, because then you're in trouble. Then, in that one, everybody, how do you say that word, that drink they get?
Jägermeister.
Everybody gets a Jägermeister drink.
Well, no wonder they like that.
Yeah. Sounds like a good party, I tell you what.
Between rounds. And then, anybody who wins, who can do that, get the nail flush. In 5 strikes, also gets their name in a raffle, which they call it a toolbar that they win, but it's actually more like a toolbox, but it's filled with liquors and snacks and fun things. Then we have, this should be interesting, we have a challenge where guests line up and they hold a beer stein filled with beer. They have to hold it straight out. Their arm has to be straight out, and you have to have your thumb up on the handle. Whoever can hold that out there the longest wins. You can't spill. If you spill beer, you're out. You know, if your arm drops, of course, you're out. I read that the longest it's been done is 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Can you guys beat that?
Absolutely not.
I doubt it.
I know.
You know, I kind of thought maybe it'd be longer on a record.
I don't know. That's a long time.
Yeah. I think there was another place that 20 minutes was the record. I can't remember where they said. I read that 13. I think it was a little more closer to home, 13 minutes.
Oh, man. Still, that's an impressive time. I know our listeners can't see, but I'm not just ripped over here in the studio. I don't have the guns for that, but that does sound like a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. And it's going to be separate for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then there's a prize for each winner. You win a mini keg.
Wow. What a prize. So definitely worth competing for.
Oh, wait. I may have told you that wrong. I told you that wrong. That game, you win an authentic beer stein. Mm-hmm. And those are pretty expensive. Yeah, they're pretty elaborate looking. Then the next game that you win, the mini keg, is Tor Wand, and it's where you are kicking a ball. It's kind of taken the idea from soccer, but they're going to have like a big board or some kind of a panel, and there's 2 holes cut out, one's higher and one's lower, and you have to kick the ball through the hole, which I think that would be pretty tough, especially the higher one. And you get points according to which one you can get the ball through. And those winners, if anyone can do that, win the mini kegs. And then we've even got Wheel of Fortune for those who are less athletic. And every spin wins, okay. And there's all kinds of neat prizes for that. And that also, everybody gets a chance to win a whiskey wagon, which is actually a kid's red wagon filled with different kinds of expensive whiskey.
Wow.
Valued at about $300 to $500.
Goodness.
So you could have a big party with that.
So a lot of games and a lot of prizes are...
Yeah. And there's more.
Oh,
there's
my
more.
Goodness.
There's a wine pull. The wine pull and the pub and grub pull, you can't go wrong because you pretty much get your money back. In the wine pull, they'll have wine disguised in paper bags, so okay. You can't see what it is. But you pay, what is it, Grace, $20? Yeah, uh-huh. $20.
Yes. $20. Yes.
And you just pick one of these random bottles okay. of wine mm-hmm. and it's valued at $15 to $40, so you might get a $40 bottle of wine back for your $20, and one of those wine bottles, there's a $100 bill tucked inside.
Wow.
Not in the wine bottle, but in the wrapper. Yeah, so then you have that surprise. And then in the pub and grub pool, you pay $50 and you get a gift certificate to either a local restaurant or one in Tulsa, and that is valued from $50 to $100. So you definitely get your money back on that. Yeah. So yeah. So, and those, I hear that those sell out real fast. So if you want one of those, you have to get up there right away for those.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of stuff going on.
There's more.
Oh my gosh.
Grace has some more to tell you about.
Okay, we're also going to have a German Christmas market. And if you go out there to the OK Mozart website and you click on Oktoberfest, we're going to be having lots of little ornaments that you can purchase, and they're old world ornaments, if you know what old world Christmas ornaments are. And you can see pictures of them, and they're hand-blown glass, some of them. We also actually have, it's a Steinbach signed nutcracker, which is valued at quite a bit. So if you go out there, you can see all the wonderful things we have in the German market for sale. Also too, we're going to have these wonderful parties that you can sign up for. And if you love high tea, for the cost of $75, we don't have a date yet on the event, but you can savor wonderful savories such as mini beef Wellingtons, cherry goat cheese tarts, and petite brie with farmhouse chutney bites. And basically, we're going to be dressed in the 1950s, the high society, if you ever saw the movie, with Ben Crosby, you know. Anyway, and Grace, was Grace Kelly, right?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so we're going to be Ben Crosby and Grace Kelly.
And Frank Sinatra.
And Frank Sinatra, that's right. And it's going to be music from the 1950s, so you can come have your tea and crumpets, and we will live like high society. And the cost of that is $75. There is not a date yet on that, but I think that's going to be a really fun thing if you love your tea and you love high society. Then on May 6th in 2017 in Ambler Hall, we're going to have what's called a Kentucky Derby party. And everybody loves the Kentucky Derby, and I'm sure you all watch it on TV. So you pay $100 and you get to come, and space is limited and all these things, so it's kind of like come, sign up, and have a lot of fun. But we're going to have bourbon marinated pork tenderloin, country ham and biscuits, black-eyed pea salad, southern strawberry salad, chocolate bourbon pecan pie, and bourbon balls. And then you can sip on your mint juleps, bourbon smash. It kind of sounds like that we drink a lot at OK Mozart, and we really don't. We have a lot of music, too. But, I mean, here we're talking about wine and beer and bourbon and whiskey. And
I was about to ask about the mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby thing.
Anyway.
Glad you're keeping that.
Those, too.
I know. Anyway, whiskey sour, southern iced tea. Anyway, and you can join in the game of luck, and you can actually win a jockey silk scarf or a bottle of bourbon. Place your bets on your favorite horse to win, place your show, and win a cash prize. Race will be streamed live and Pie War to help raise money for OK Mozart. And each guest is going to receive a Kentucky Derby gift bag. So anyway, both of those parties sound like a really, really fun time. So if you love high society and tea, make sure you get to that one. If you love the horse racing, Kentucky Derby's your game.
Incredible array of stuff at this auction and for mm-hmm. the whole Oktoberfest. It's a great event, and so, but it's all to raise money for OK Mozart.
Right.
Don't
mm-hmm.
forget about that. All the great stuff. Everybody knows, you know, that 1 week a year or so, mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. great event. But it really goes yeah. on all year now with Amber Hall and with all the yeah. great events out there. And, mm-hmm. and so, this is your chance to come support OK Mozart and get out there and have some fun too.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a bunch of fun prizes
yeah.
and
yeah.
auction items.
Also, too, we're going to be in the in the travel gate. Years and years ago, OK Mozart used to make these wonderful trips every year, and they would go on cruises, go to Salzburg, and you travel with Nan Buhlinger when she was the executive director. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to recreate some of that back. So in April of 2017, if you're interested, you can contact me or Spirits Travel, because we're going to be heading off to New York City, April 25th through the 29th, and we're going to eat at Tavern on the Green. We're going to see a symphonic event at Lincoln Center. We're going to go to a Broadway musical and just have a really, really fun time and do some other things. So if you're interested, you can contact Spheres Travel, and they can get you hooked up with all that. Then we're also going to be taking some one-day trips here and there. So for the people that maybe can't do the big items, the big-ticket things, on November 12th, we're going to be traveling to Crystal Bridges in Arkansas.
Okay.
It's just a one-day event. You come to the OK Mozart office. We're going to head out about 9 o'clock on a bus, and we're going to have lunch there. We're going to do a private tour. They're going to have an exhibition. It's new, and it's called the Art of American Dance. And we're also going to be going to Frank Lloyd Wright's house to see that. So that's $60. And so if you want to get on board ship, space is limited on that too. Get on board and come see that and spend the day with OK Mozart and me. You're more than welcome to do that. Just call the OK Mozart office and get in touch with me, and we'll get you signed up.
Those sound like great trips. Really exciting.
And, and other things are planned.
To bring it back. Hopefully those will be big successes and do more of that.
Yeah, hopefully, because in the spring we're going to be going to a winery and having lunch and going to an old 1902 Roman Catholic church. And we're also going to be taking a train ride and murder mysteries. So lots of cool things that you can do with OK Mozart besides just the 1 week a year.
That's really neat.
So let's take it back just a second here, and let's pretend that, I don't know, that somebody's just moved here relatively, and they don't really know a lot about OK Mozart and stuff and things going on. So they're just tuning into the radio for the first time. Oktoberfest coming up on October 7th. Where is that, and how do they get involved and sign up for that?
That's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center. And if you want to get tickets, you can call the OK Mozart box office. It's 918-336-9800. You can come by the office downtown, and we'll sign you up. You can go to our website, okmozart.com, and there'll be an Oktoberfest link that will take you to another website, the actual website where you can purchase tickets or raffle tickets, and you can see what all the games are and all that, like she talked about, the sign-up parties. Everything's on there, so you can read about it and know about it ahead of time.
Okay.
So the easiest way is to go to okmozart.com, and all the information will be there. They can they can follow links and whatnot and get any information, any questions they have on there. That'd be the easiest way. And so, and if they want to get involved with OK Mozart just in general, and we're talking about, I mean, Oktoberfest, but all sorts of different events coming up, again, that website is the same way you get there?
okmozart.com. Stop by the office. We're there from 9 to 5 every day.
And that's in Ambler Hall, if people haven't been down there. It's a great new facility. And
we're just a block south of Price Tower. Or north, sorry.
Block north. And so, you know, this is, we mentioned this is a fundraiser again for Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is a kind of fundraiser. And so people who just moved here, people don't know, OK Mozart is what? I mean, it's a ginormous kind of thing.
It's a music festival. Right now, they're kind of reviewing it. They're changing it up a little bit. We're going to try to make it a little more appealing to more people. We'll, of course, still have the classical aspect and the chamber music. But they're kind of changing up some of their crossover type music this year. They're kind of looking a little more mainstream.
I heard there were some changes and things going on.
But
and it's kind of evolved over through the years. It's always evolved and been successful. But it's a week in June, basically, where we get the greatest musicians in Oklahoma and around the world and throw a great party and have a lot of classical music. We've traditionally had great crossover bands, and you know, whether it's someone from a jazz background or Chocolate Drops were a great act a few years ago. We've had Kristen Chenoweth before. So we've had a lot of crossover stuff. But, you know,
the core is
Mozart and classical music and chamber music. But that week in June, there's events going on all day long, all over the city. It's a real, it really brings a lot of people to Bartlesville regionally. And now that you have the new facility, you're able to do these concerts year-round, and it's really grown outside of the outside of the 1 week a year or whatever. It's also really famous for the Muller Rock concert, which is something that's really accessible to people. It's a it's a nighttime concert outside at Clyde Lake at Muller Rock. A lot of classical music or fireworks afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's always a lot of patriotic music.
Yeah.
And really fun.
Fun time.
And great to picnic out there. Mm-hmm. There's always some different party aspects to that, mm-hmm. Too, where you can either go beforehand and have a special party up at the lodge for the major donors, and then or just go camp down there and mm-hmm. have a picnic and sit and listen to the music and look up at the stars.
And if you're not getting our e-blast, if you call down to OK Mozart, give us your email. We'll make sure that you get in the know on what's going on. So mm-hmm. give us your email address. We'll get you hooked up for all the e-blasts we send out, because mm-hmm. it's not just a 1 week a year festival anymore. It's
no, it really
is. Yeah, mm-hmm. no. I mean,
they're
it's all year long.
They're even talking about going back to house concerts, too. So, yeah. They're trying to add a lot more programming throughout the year.
And it's been going on here for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's a great mm-hmm. old festival. It's continued to be relevant and really attract a lot of people here. So mm-hmm. we're really excited to have it coming up. And so this next event, October 7th, we mentioned it, mm-hmm. from 6 to 10, Oktoberfest, at the Bartlesville Community Center. You can get information at okmozart.com or call 918-336-9800.
And Brad, do you have a pair of lederhosen?
I don't think I do.
Well, anyway, ladies, make sure that you wear your dirndls, and men, if you don't have any lederhosen, then make sure you get a pair. So, authentic German.
Yep.
So that is coming up, and of course, Oktoberfest is raising money for OK Mozart and all these events that are coming up. There's just so many. I mean, we sat here and you just name an event after event after event. You do so much. So many things are going on for OK Mozart. So Oktoberfest, obviously. Is the next coming event, October 7th. It's just right around the corner, I believe. Obviously not tomorrow, Friday, but the week after, I think, is mm-hmm. that's the 7th for that Friday. So definitely go and get involved with that and support, because, again, all that money, the raffle tickets, the games, all of that goes back to OK Mozart.
Yeah, one thing I would like to mention, we are nonprofit and we run strictly on donations only. So if you feel the need and if you can't make it to Oktoberfest, but you are musically inclined and you love to support the festival, we always take donations. I will tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people think, you know, you have a concert, the tickets pay for the concert or something. Mm-hmm. It really hadn't been that way at OK Mozart, let's be honest. You know, the ticket prices get people in the door and make mm-hmm. the music accessible, but a lot of times the cost of this really goes beyond that. So really the goal of the organization is really just to break even and get mm-hmm. out and be able mm-hmm. to be successful, draw lots of people here, mm-hmm. have a great event in Bartlesville. So mm-hmm. you know, it really is important that we get behind this and support the festival if we want it to continue.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and of course, again, nonprofit, definitely all the help. They would love to have all the help that you can give. And Oktoberfest coming up. So many exciting things going on. Food, drinks, adult-friendly drinks, or maybe I guess not friendly, depending on how it goes.
You have to be 21.
Right, yeah. Right, of course. but just all sorts of food, all sorts of drinks, all sorts of games, all sorts of music, of course, is going to be out there. Just a wonderful, wonderful party is what it sounds like, and I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you.
We want you to come, and we want you to have fun and enjoy the drinks, but do drink responsibly. We do ask that.
Of course, and I always got to put that in there, and as that is the most important aspect of this whole thing. Anytime you go out and drinking and have a party, do be responsible and do be safe. But of course, Oktoberfest coming up October 7th, just right around the corner. Very exciting times, very exciting stuff coming up.
Oh, one other thing I would like to mention, I would like to thank Brad Dungis, because every year we have our festival, Brad is always good about donating vehicles for us to use for our guest artists and so forth. So we really do appreciate that, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. We're really mm-hmm. proud to do that through all these years. And, mm-hmm. It's been really great to have the relationship with the festival.
And thanks for letting us be on your show.
Yes. Yes.
It's always good to have community people on the show and talk about what's going on. I know that sure makes it more interesting for the listeners to sit here and talk about the car business all the time, but we can do a little bit of that, perhaps.
Absolutely, this is your show. Absolutely, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, what's the really big stuff at the dealership now is we're getting. I mentioned it in the last few months. That we're growing our appointment culture and service. We do oil changes, lots of oil changes every day for $9.95, and at times we get so many of those that it really creates a mess where we get too many many people in there, and I hear from customers all the time that they had that when that happens, they may have to wait. But if you think about it, 20 people waiting to get an oil change at one time, you're going to have some backup. So we have been, it got so big that we really couldn't handle the business in the Ford facility. We built the new Toyota dealership, and now we're rolling out a full-blown appointment system where, just like at your dentist or whatever, you can go in, set the appointment, get your oil changed in a reasonable amount of time with the proper expectation. And I know that's something that people expect and want, and we want to be able to deliver on both ends of that, you know, be able to attract people with the great value of our $9.95 oil change, but also really give that great service. So that's always been our goal, is to balance those two things. It is important to our business to always be attracting new people in, but we certainly want to take care of you and make you all happy. And you know, so I'd encourage you, if it doesn't work for you on the no appointment necessary, which is really a important thing in our Ford culture, you can set an appointment now at the Toyota dealership. Go to DungesToyota.com. You can actually schedule it right there. The advisor will be ready for you when you show up. They've got a new system to help check you in. It really works great, and we're real excited to be rolling it out now. We'll be sending emails out to our customer base in the next day or so that'll kind of announce this and send them a direct link to the appointment tool. So we're really excited about that. It's also the very end of our red tag sale event that we've been doing the last couple months, and the model year in clearance time has been outstanding. Sales have really been great lately, and if you're looking for a car, there are really big incentives. You know, the 17s are coming in, and the 16s, and if there are a few 15s left, all those have got to go. So it really is a great time of year to get great deals, and interest rates are still low. Everything is great on our product side, with big rebates, low interest rates, and big discounts. So if you're in the market for a car, it is a great time to come look at Dungis.
And of course, you're just doing so much for the customer. I mean, you're talking about the appointments and stuff, and of course, it's such a good deal to do that, and so many people are going. Of course, it's just the way it is. It is what it is. People, it's going to back up when there's so many people there, but you're doing as much as you can possible for the people.
Well, we always try, and we're always doing things to try to get better.
I mean, right.
That's really the whole thing in our business, just like with OK Mozart. You know, it's always looking for a way to evolve and to get better. You can't be stagnant in business, or if you're going to have a festival like this, and you know, people want new things all the time, and you want to be able to help people like OK Mozart be successful and have great events. So,
and of course, also sales going on with vehicles. And I know if somebody goes down to the lot, they're looking around. I know you and your people are going to take care of them and help them as best as you can.
A lot of people start out online now too, so you can do this whole discussion. Go to DungesChoice.com. After you go to OKMozart.com, go to DungesChoice.com. Get your tickets for the Oktoberfest. Then go to DungesChoice.com. Set your service appointment, and you can look at some of our great new and used vehicle deals. Oh, thank you, Grace.
Yes. Well, I have two cars there. My husband just bought his, and I bought mine, and it's great and it's wonderful, so I recommend them.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, I appreciate it again. Susan Albert, Grace Farmer, and Brad Dungis. This has been Car Talk on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a